Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Stan Stoops about the election for County Board of Supervisors. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your government experience.
Well, I retired in 2011 and was asked to run in this race in 2012, and I got elected. It's been a very fast 4 years. We have achieved some things that, in my opinion, needed achieving, and that was early in my elected career. Those things got accomplished, and there have been other accomplishments along the way. There's always something I found out.
If reelected, what do you hope to continue to do as supervisor?
Well, the platform that I ran on was to always listen to the public and vote for the majority. That's the people's voice in government. And I'm going to continue. That's not going to change.
One of the primary issues heading into this election is the need for more space for county offices, in particular communications and public health. What would you do to address that problem?
We have made a walkthrough of all the county buildings a couple weeks ago, maybe a little longer, checking out the space that we have. Those things are in the making. But that's going to be scrutinized and with all five board members and the people who are also volunteering or on the committee to do such. I don't happen to be on that committee, but I read the reports and such that come through to the board from the members of the board that are on that committee. I don't know what's going to happen to public health if they're going to bring their vote back up to another vote in the fall. And I don't know, who knows how the vote's going to go. I guess the only thing I can say about that is we'll see, you know. There is a lot of space out there that's not utilized, and that's going to be evaluated, and there's going to be some shuffling. I don't know how that's going to go. I mean, that's, like I said, that's still in the works. We'll see how that goes. I don't know how that's going to go.
Would you personally rather they use existing buildings, or would you support building a new space?
My personal opinion is public health does need the building, the space. And they need to be contained on one floor. I don't like seeing them on different levels. And I don't like seeing them with other entities on the same floor. They need their privacy. So I am for them getting a building. There's not an, I don't believe, and I could be wrong, but I don't believe there is enough of a building to house public health as it stands. You can move other people into buildings. You can shuffle around, but I'm not sure of the square footage. If you moved everybody out of like building 3 out there at Orchard Hill, maybe there would be enough there. I don't know. But I've been through that building and I've seen what public health needs, and I don't think there's enough square footage for those folks to move into a building, even though it was empty out there.
Are there any budget changes that you'd like to see happen?
This particular group of supervisors that I'm on the board with are very conscientious of the budgeting. All we want to do is be careful with it and keep it down and not let something terrible happen on our watch. And they're all conscientious that way. They don't want to ever leave office with have done something terribly wrong with the budget, with the monies of this county. So we're pretty careful with that. No, my answer is no. I mean, just keep the spending down as much as possible. Be careful with it. My phone rings a lot. And people are figuring out that I like to hear from my constituents. And when people call and complain, they always apologize for complaining, but there's a lot of people in this county that are concerned about county tax money, and I'm okay with that. Those phone calls are generally a good thing. It tells me where their heads are at.
My last question is a very simple one, but possibly the most important one. Why should the men and women of District 4 vote for you?
I can't answer that. They're going to make the choice. I've made my stand. Nothing's going to change. I'm always going to vote for the majority of the people. This job has given me purpose after retirement. I enjoy that. I'm careful with my decisions. I have asked that things be tabled so I can have more time to read up on the issues to make a more knowledgeable vote. I know the guy that's running against me. He's an old friend. You ask me why I should be the person they vote for. Well, they know what's happened the last 4 years. My opponent was on city council for a great number of years. He understands government. We've chatted, we've talked together. we're not going to make an issue out of each other on this race, because there is a life after a political race, and we're not going to spoil that. That's my stand on it, is nothing's going to change the way I vote.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Stan Stoops. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sarwinski with KCII News.